denies it marketed Paxil for use by children and adolescents while withholding information about its safety. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It works in mice, but can it work in humans? A new study says huge amounts of a red wine extract seem to help obese mice eat a high-fat diet and still live a long, healthy life. Researcher David Sinclair at Harvard Medical School says the extract appears to activate the gene that controls aging and health in every living being.
It's a profound genetic and very ancient pathway that all life forms seem to have that defends us against diseases and aging itself.
Sinclair says it's the holy grail of aging research. Investigators in Reno, Nevada say a woman set fire to a mattress at the Mizpah Hotel. Steve Frady at the Reno Fire Department says at least six people were killed.
There is a possibility that more victims may be discovered in an area of the north wing of the hotel where the roof collapsed.
Some people were injured jumping out of windows of the burning building. A man considered a person of interest in the Esperanza wildfire in Southern California is due in court tomorrow. Raymond Euler is charged with setting two fires back in June. John Kerry has apologized for telling a botched joke about President Bush. Press Secretary Tony Snow says Kerry needs to apologize for saying those who can't make it through the education system end up stuck in Iraq.
He's coming out and accusing Republicans of dirty tricks. I mean, this is helpful advice. We're trying to help you out. We're throwing you a lifeline, buddy. Just say you're sorry. It's not hard.
Kerry says he meant no offense to the troops. Terror suspect Jose Padilla is asking a judge in Miami to dismiss the charges against him. Here's the AP's Tony Winton.
The court filing is one of the most detailed yet of what Jose Padilla says was torture at the hands of his U.S. captors. Padilla says he was threatened with execution, was forced to wear a hood and put in stress positions, was given truth serum, and had noxious fumes fed into his cell.
At least 10 people were shot this morning as the massive Halloween street party in San Francisco's Castro District is wrapping up. One person is in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. This is AP Radio News. We're getting a better idea why North Korea wants to resume talks in its nuclear program. A source says the North Koreans say they want access to frozen overseas bank accounts. The AP's Bert Herman is in Seoul.
The U.S. has sought to freeze their access to foreign bank accounts, and they've been very concerned about this and want to get that resolved.
South Korea's foreign minister says the disarmament talks could resume this month or by the end of December at the latest. Madonna says the father of the boy she is trying to adopt in Africa refused her offer of financial support to help him keep his son. Madonna hopes this all helps other orphans in Malawi.
I followed every rule, every law, and every regulation. All the criticism is ultimately a blessing in disguise because now people know about Malawi and now people know about the orphans there and now David's home.
Madonna was on NBC's Today Show. David Banda is 13 months old. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 42 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable and easy to use. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to Barracuda.com.
Get a Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Go to letstalk.com/radio and join over 700,000 customers who found the smartest way to buy their new cell phones. Get a Razor cell phone free. Don't want a Razor? At letstalk.com/radio, you can compare prices on hundreds of phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. And customers actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. Is your plan plan ending, now's your chance to make a better choice. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk.com/radio is the best way to get the absolute coolest deal possible. Right now, get a Razr with hands-free kit and 48-hour shipping all free. You can't get this pricing in stores. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk.com/radio. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk.com/radio. That's letstalk.com/radio.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Thank you. gonna be now.
I did that the last time.
Distortion and diversion. That's the theme for today. Distortion and diversion. That's what we're dealing with. Now, I mentioned this John Kerry thing while I was on the air yesterday. I give myself a pat on the back because I don't think it had blown up yet into the end of the world story that it is now. Oh, my God, the most important thing going on. What John Kerry said. And that will affect our lives, how? Like, what effect is that going to have on your life? If John Kerry had gotten up there and said, I hate the military. I hate everybody in the military. And you know what? My wife, Teresa, the foreigner, she hates them more than I do. And that's why I would never serve in the military. What difference would that make? If that's what he had said, who would care? Everybody, I mean, this is idiotic on level, so many levels. Number one, Bush criticizes him. What did Bush say?
The senator's suggestion that the men and women of our military are somehow uneducated is insulting and it is shameful. The members of the United States military are plenty smart, and they are plenty brave.
And that's why I never joined.
The senator from Massachusetts owes them an apology.
What is he talking about? I guess that's why he never really joined the military himself, Bush. Because you have to be smart and brave. You know, it was more fun doing the coke, wasn't it, Georgie? So, and now everybody is on Kerry's ass. And I'm telling you, you want to know why the Democrats lose? Chicken shits. Because they're all chicken shits. Because that little chicken shit asshole Harold Ford in Tennessee comes in. Oh, John Kerry should apologize. And all the people Kerry was going to campaign with, they all called him up and said, just stay away from me, Mr. Toxic John Kerry. And Kerry said, oh, I'm not going to campaign with anybody because I don't want to be a diversion. I don't want to be, who else said, well, McCain asked him to apologize, you know, McCain, please. I think McCain is crazy. I really do. John McCain is crazy as a fruitcake. So they're all saying, don't campaign with me. He was supposed to campaign with Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. Cancel that one. And all the right-wing talk show hosts, well, not all of them, because I won't listen to all of them, because one of them I find unlistenable, Sean, and Rush on boycotting. I'm not going to be able to do anything soon. I'm going, oh, Babel has some good buzz. But I won't go see a Brad Pitt movie. Although I am waiting breathlessly for my Vanity Fair to arrive, because that isn't my fault. Because that picture of him in his underwear on the cover, that's not bad looking. He's suing them. Because they have all these half-naked pictures of him. But I said, I hate Brad Pitt, and I hate Angelina Jolie, and I hate what they did to Jennifer, and I'm not going to their movies. I mean, I'll have to give in. One of them will do something. You know, they will. Where you're going to have to. I mean, it'll be really easy not to go to the one about Daniel Pearl. But I think millions of Americans will be joining me and not going to see the movie about Daniel Pearl. Who gives a fuck about Daniel Pearl? And there's already, oh God, the political correctness. Should Angelina Jolie be allowed to play a woman who's half black? Apparently Daniel Pearl's wife is half black. I didn't know that. They killed him because he was a Jew. So I assume she was Jewish, but she's half black. So Angelina, they're already showing pictures of her made up, you know, to dark. Oh, well, they should have cast Halle Berry. Well, I don't know. Brad Pitt isn't married to Halle Berry. You know, they're producing. Oh, please. So I can't go see Babel. I won't listen to Rush anymore, even for the 15 minutes. Although Rush, that's different. I'm like monitoring Rush. But I was listening, of course, to Michael Savage, and I was listening to the almost famous, I swear to God, I forget this guy's name. There are things that you forget the minute somebody says them to you. Barry Young, the guy out on the number one guy in the number one station in Phoenix, who's known as the almost famous Barry Young. But I can't ever remember his name, so I just call him Almost Famous. I was listening to him and to Savage. I couldn't quite bring myself to turn on Glenn Beck. But my God, they're Almost Famous is going, every Democratic candidate, well, he wasn't shouting. I mean, one thing I'll say for him, he's got the same nasty, idiotic attitude. But, you know, he's out in Arizona, where people are nicer. So he says everything in a nicer way, but it's just as vicious. Every Democratic candidate should be forced to answer what they think about what John Kerry said. Everybody. This should be like a requirement now. You have to say to every... And I'm sitting there last night, and I'm saying, distortion and diversion. That's... What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Is the war going to end? Are the Republicans going to stop cutting the budget for the Veterans Affairs Department? I mean, every real issue is just down the toilet. What is victory? Inflation is going up. Home foreclosures are going up. Gas is going up or down, depending on what article you read. Anything that actually might affect a human being's life, we have totally stopped discussing. To discuss whether John Kerry should apologize for something that, even if he had said it, who gives a crap? Now, I don't know what is in these people's minds. I really don't, because first of all, you feel like you're in a time machine, right? I'm going, what year is this? This, I thought, was 2006. In fact, this year sure flew by, didn't it? How did it get to be November? It's like any minute it's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then it'll be 2007, and I'll start fighting with my accountant again. I'm already... Oh, Christ. I'm going to be going away again in April and having the same hysteria I have every fucking year with that goddamn accountant, who you say, Jan, just send me all this stuff a week early. This year I'm lying to him. This year I'm telling him I'm going away on like the 12th. But you know what I'm always afraid of? He's going to say, where are you going? I'll mail it to your hotel. And then I'm going to have to say, oh, I'm lying, just to get you to do it. Just so I know that I'll have it in my tax stuff. I'm in April of 2007. We could all be dead by then. Because of what John Kerry said. Do you realize if we allow John Kerry to get away with what he said, that the terrorists are going to get us over here? Oh, we should play what he said. Just in case anybody hasn't heard it 30,000 times. Here's the 30,001st time.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
The more you hear that, the more it's obvious that he didn't at all mean what they say he meant, to insult the military. I don't know. I mean, right before that. Now, I don't know where Joe Scarborough, he must have a whole staff, got the clip. But Joe Scarborough played the entire sound clip, which I couldn't find. I mean, I'm sure it's just a lack on my part. He said, I was just in Texas. President Bush used to live in Texas, but now he lives in the state of denial, in the state of deception. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. That's what the whole thing is. So the fact is, he was talking about Bush. He was talking about Bush. Story on my website, they have the joke he was supposed to be telling. What they claim that he was supposed to be saying. But that isn't even the point. Why are we talking about this? Oh, by the way, Iraq needs $100 billion from somebody. Billion? Let's not talk about that. I do need a new computer, but I keep thinking that's why it's so slow, but it's so slow everywhere. All right, now what is, blah, 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 blah. A Kerry spokesman, Ann Brundage, said later that the senator's prepared text, you see, unlike Bush, who can only read, some people, and the senator's prepared text had called for him to say, do you know where you end up if you don't study, if you aren't smart, if you're intellectually getting us stuck in a war in Iraq? Just ask President Bush. That's what was written down on the paper. But again, I don't care. If he had said, I hate the military, they're all retards. What does that have to do with anything? He is one senator, and they all start up. See, they're starting. I said to somebody, you know why I can't stand this. I can't stand this anymore. Because this is every 2 years. It's like the same play with a different cast. That's all it is. He's a scumbag. She's a scumbag. He likes sex. Oh, my God. Oh, he likes gay sex. Oh, double. Oh, my God. Nothing ever changes. And the older you get, the more you notice it. But in the last 6 years, this Republican shit, this really is all a replay. Okay, granted, you know, Kerry, you know, he could have read what it said. You know, so it wasn't clear, but it was, you know what it's like? Remember yesterday I told you the thing about the ad in the House race, I don't remember where the guy's aide had been calling the, like, New York State Department of Justice, and he misdialed by one number, and he called a sex line, and he hung up, and the opponent, not the opponent, because the opponent wanted the ads pulled as well, the Republican National Committee started running ads saying, so-and-so charged the taxpayers of New York for calls to phone sex lines. That's what this is. That's exactly what... this is the same stupidity. Kerry was supposed to say one thing and he said something else and you know he didn't mean it. And what do all these right-wing people leave out? That he was in the military. Why isn't everybody calling in these shows or something or reminding them, excuse me, are you out of your mind? John Kerry was in the military. Cheney had his five deferments. You know, Bush, please, Bush was never in the fucking National Guard. He ran out on it. Everybody knows that. You know, they managed to get Dan Rather fired for telling the truth. So here is a guy, so they're swift-boating him again. They're just swift-boating him again. Plus the fact that anybody with a brain, I kept saying to one of these right-wing people I know, I kept saying to him yesterday, who hates the soldiers? Because all the right-wing hosts are just going, well, John Kerry hates the soldiers. The Democrats hate the soldiers. The left wing hates the soldiers. And I'm saying, how stupid do you have to be? Do you believe that anybody hates the soldiers? Nobody hates the soldiers. And then you can just hear these little wheels clicking in the minds of these right-wing bots. Oh, let's bring up what a shithead his wife is again. Remember, everybody hated Teresa because she's a foreigner. So they start up again with his wife. Oh, Michael Savage last night is playing sound clips of Teresa. It's like, I'm going, what year is this? They think because they beat him 2 years ago, they're going to keep everything this year by repeating everything they said 2 years ago. Could I just send out like a little telegram to you right-wingers? Do you know John Kerry isn't running for anything? Not even his own Senate seat. Oh, they hate the soldiers. And people believe, I can't believe anybody's stupid enough to even fall for this. Nobody hates the soldiers. One might question the people who wouldn't send them enough body armor. Oh, that was the Republicans, wasn't it? Or, you know, cut the budget for the Veterans Affairs. Or, have no exit strategy. You know, there are a whole lot of things going on that are really important. And this, and the mainstream media falls right into it. You have to give credit to a couple of people. I heard Al Franken play. Bill O'Reilly said, everybody knows he didn't mean that. Bill O'Reilly. If Bill O'Reilly knows this is a crock of shit, can you imagine how big of a crock of shit this is? And somebody who's smart. Also, Pat Buchanan said, everybody knows he didn't mean what they're saying he meant. Everybody knows he didn't mean that the soldiers are stupid. Pat Buchanan. But Pat, you know, being a political thinker, although he was the one who thought Lamont could win. It's one of Pat's big mistakes. Pat said, but this is going to hurt the Democrats. That made me nervous. But Pat Buchanan understands, even that imbecile Bill O'Reilly. Oh, but these people, they are just so desperate. They are just so desperate for anything. And everything that they say has to be a diversion. Because if you really look at the actual issues, nobody would vote for that 30%. You know, there's that 30%, they hate Clinton. And they'll vote for the Republicans. But the other 70%, they're with us. So they can't, it's beyond. And I said yesterday, and I was right, if that John Kerry would have been around in 2004, instead of letting the swiftboat lying scumbags kick him around for weeks, if he had come out and said there are a bunch of stuffed suits, there are a bunch of right-wing nuts, they're all insane. We might not be where we are today. It's amazing. They lose. The whole country goes down the toilet. Because they're all chicken shits, like the ones now, saying, oh, we should apologize. Fuck you, Harold Ford! Oh, geez, I guess you people want to say something, and I'm very late for the break. Yes, all right. We will take the break, and then I will talk to you, okay? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, Bill in Oregon.
Hi, this is Bill in Oregon.
Yes.
It's the first time I've ever called a talk show. But
oh, my God. I wish I had a bell or something.
Well, I'm fired.
Oh, I must have a bell. Yes, anyway.
Well, I'm on vacation, actually, in Portland, but I was sitting in a coffee shop, you know, one of those areas where people can sit in their chairs and kind of talk, and these guys were having a what seemed like an intelligent conversation until one of them said that Kerry should apologize and that he's offended all the troops and that he couldn't believe he would say something like that. And so then I said, well, you know, Bush lies every goddamn day, and nobody ever seen ever apologizes for it. And the other guy didn't hear me. He said, what'd you say? And I said, Bush lies every damn day, and nobody ever apologizes. And the guy says, well, you don't know the truth. And I said, well, what's the truth? Tell me what Bush has said that's been true in the last 6 years. I don't want to talk politics, he says.
Yeah, you have to watch, and I'll tell you, because I just came back from vacation. And when you're just in a coffee shop or a hotel and, you're just having sort of random conversations, I never mention politics. Don't do that because you never. Now, Oregon, can they all carry a gun? I don't think so.
No.
See, Arizona, well, I kept in the back of my mind, I think Arizona's that's it. I think everybody can have a gun. So every time I wanted to say something, I said, shut up, Lynn. You're not on the radio, and they may have a gun.
I should have said that to myself, but I was just starting to steam over there, and I just couldn't keep it.
No, enjoy your vacation.
Okay?
In fact, turn off your Sirius and enjoy. Go play by a pool. I sure didn't listen to that much talk radio. Dave in Buffalo.
Hey, good afternoon, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, thank you very much for somebody finally getting this out, but there's more to the story. It's not just a damn sound clip. I can't even begin to tell you how frustrated I've been because I can't believe how many people are falling for this.
But I can't believe the people that aren't. The place where I heard the whole sound clip was Scarborough country.
That is very surprising, yeah.
No, you know, Scarborough, I'll tell you something funny. He's turning out to be kind of to the right of the middle of the road. But he's not all the way on the right. He's to the right of the middle, but he is not a, he's, the, you know what turned Joe Scarborough? Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
Because he comes from down there, and he went to, I think, Gulfport, Mississippi or something. That's what started turning him.
Right, right. It's, I can see how that would happen for him. But, it's such a breath of fresh air to hear you say this, because I heard it yesterday. I heard the sound clip yesterday. I'm like, oh, this is no big deal. Then I heard what everybody was saying. I was like, what's going on? Then I heard how they isolated the sound clip to make it sound like he's talking about the military. I'm like, oh, no wonder, you know?
But even if he had been, my point is, say he said, I can't stand the military. I'm sorry I ever joined. Everybody in the military is mentally retarded. So what? Is he running? He's not even running for his own seat.
No, but the whole frustrating thing is that by everybody saying he needs to apologize, what you're doing is validating something that's not true. And he didn't say anything against the military. He didn't say anything against the troops. He was making a point of Bush's incompetence, and then he made that statement. And what they did is they chopped off that part. This Andrew Wilkow, holy crap, this guy's crazy. I never listened to him, but I decided to listen to him from 12 to 1. And I think he made a 3-tier wedding cake with the amount of shit that came out of his mouth about Kerry and making all of
that. Oh, yeah, he's one of the bots. He's one of those right-wingers. I mean, he didn't say anything. Kerry, I don't know. But what pisses me off, when you see Drudge grabs it and Rush grabs it and Wilkow and Sean, that's one thing. But what is wrong with the alleged mainstream media?
Right,
the liberal media, the liberal media.
And the lazy Democrats that won't read the transcript and just want to go on the soundbite that's being, spread out through the media. You know, the Democrats...
Oh, that Harold Ford. All the Democrats that are saying he should apologize. That's why we lose. They're chicken shits.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Lynn. Yep.
Okay. Thanks, honey. Bye. I want some Democrat... Yeah, what did Charlie Rangel say? You know, Charlie Rangel, who yesterday called Cheney a son of a bitch. That is the best political fight of all, Cheney and Rangel. Because Cheney is saying Rangel is insane, and Rangel is saying Cheney is insane. Those two are something. Now, that's enjoyable. That really is enjoyable. This is just so stupid. Soren in Arizona.
Yes, hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Great show.
Thank you.
I was trying to say here that Kerry shouldn't apologize for anything. He actually said a very correct and very serious thing, not a joke, that when you don't study, you will end up stuck in some bad stuff, you know, whatever that may be. In this case, it's... stupid war in Iraq, or you may be stuck in washing toilets, or it's nothing, it's not related, it's a warning, it's not related to military force, it's related to a bad thing that happens to you when you don't study.
Yes, and a bad thing that happens to you when you don't study, and a country is stupid enough to let you become the president.
Yes, but then it's not related to those people that are stuck in there. They are also punished being there. That's
yes,
what happens to you. That's what happens to you.
Yeah, but you see,
you are punished.
These Republicans are so desperate. They are so desperate. You know, but I don't understand the Democrats telling him to apologize. Why is not every Democrat standing up and saying what I would say is, this is not an issue. This has nothing to do with the war. What is the exit strategy? You know, why isn't just ignore it. Refuse to even address it.
But do you understand that it's not related actually to the military?
I understand. Thank you. I understood it the first two times you said it, and I understand it now. Nick in Wisconsin.
Yes, I'm calling up because I called three times now. I called Michael Reagan the other day, complain about something, and they ask you, they screen your call, and then they hang up on you, so you can't really tell them what you're against what they're saying anyway.
Well, I shouldn't do this. This is very unethical. You have to lie. You have to pretend you like on their side.
Oh, and then
you lie to the screener. Yeah.
And then go off on.
Yeah.
I suppose I should do that.
I mean, the truth is, people say that Rush is very highly screened, but he does put on liberals. You know, he really does, and every now and then Sean does as well. But for the most part, you know, particularly if you're going to take on Michael Reagan, who's such a moron, you know.
Yeah.
Just lie to the screener.
Well, I listen to him once in a while, but I get so irritated that I have to shut him off and go back to something else.
Something good, like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, try again. Anytime you want to get on, you know, like a third-rate, 10th-rate right-wing show, lie to the screener. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
See, that's a terrible thing for me, a professional, to do. Oh, take a break. Can we take a break? Poor Garrett's screening his little heart out. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real Liberals Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm going to call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-667-1377. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-667-1377. That's 1-800-667-1377.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-3387. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-3387. That's 1-800-771-3387.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right, Scott, you already plugged your friend's song on my show once, so you can hang up, because I'm never going to be able, I can't find it. War Pigs? Oh, stay there then. I thought that was that person. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I thought that was, you remember there was some country band and they told me some song. I just punched up the person in Wyoming and you hung up. Kevin on Long Island. Oh, the phone broke again. Well, try Eric in Georgia. No, we were having trouble with the phones before. And now we're having trouble with the phones again. On just the day, I apologize. Hang on. Scott, hold on. And you other people, I don't know. Should they call back yet? No, because now they have to fix it again. I apologize. What can I do? I can't do anything. Garrett can't pitch. Should I try? Do they acknowledge it's broken? Scott. No, the minute I just click a person on. Oh, now I'm erasing the settings. I clicked this by accident. Why, when it says, do you want to save the settings? Yeah, click yes or no. Why doesn't it say cancel? Why doesn't it say, did you not mean to do this altogether? Well, it doesn't matter. If they fix it, you can come in and reset it. All right, so the trick is now, let's see if there's any other news. All right, we'll save this, okay? We'll save this topic for if they ever fix the phones. Now, what here, Drudge has a picture up. A bunch of soldiers in Iraq. This is actually funny. This is cute. See, this is why you have to love the soldiers. If you well, I guess if you're listening, probably few of you have a computer right at hand. But go to Drudge Report. There's a bunch of soldiers apparently in Iraq, and they made a big sign on like a sheet or something, you know, a drop cloth. And it says, H-A-L-P, help us, J-O-N-C-A-R-R-Y. We are, just the letter R, stuck, and the K is backwards, in, and that's just an N, I-R-A-K. So they just misspelled every word. Help us, John Kerry. We are stuck in Iraq. That's why you have to love the soldiers. You know, are they... Who knows? I bet some soldiers agree with him. You know, not that I want to stick my foot into a big old pile of crap here, but we have been putting up on the website anyway, and I've mentioned... You know, they do keep lowering the standards for joining the Army. I really hate to say this, but they constantly are lowering the standards, which is not to insult the troops. But they're taking people, well, I mean, some of the standards were idiotic. Some, they wouldn't take a soldier with a tattoo, which is ridiculous, because aren't tattoos... Wasn't that like the Navy? Sailors all got tattoos. But apparently these days they didn't want people who already had tattoos. And I think you had to have a high school diploma. And now you don't. And now they take people with misdemeanor conviction, you know, a little bit, yeah, smoke a joint and get caught. So they are lowering the standards. And of course, the military, on the other hand, is how a lot of people go into it to get their education in the first place. So the whole thing is like so idiotic. I mean, it's stupider. The more you think about it, the more idiotic the reaction of the right wing is. Because... Why did Jessica Lynch join the military? Does anybody remember Jessica Lynch? Why did she join? Because she was a poor girl from West Virginia. And because they give you money to go to school. So, it's so obvious he didn't mean it. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go off on a whole other topic. Hopefully they'll fix the phones. Because you people are... Oh, you just have to look at this picture. It's just so funny. Help us, John Kerry. We are stuck in Iraq. You know the other thing? Michael Savage started up last night with flip-flop. Oh, God, remember flip-flop. Remember he was the flip-flop. And he started that up again. Arizona, that big mall, has a flip-flop store. They have a store that just sells flip-flops. Oh, cool. But changing your mind is not flip-flopping. That's another idiotic concept. Is the situation in Iraq today the same as it was in November of 2003? I dare to say not. I would dare say that the situation in Iraq today is not what it was in November of 2003. So why should somebody who voted for the war, as Hillary did, as what Kerry voted for it before he voted against it, which actually, no, that actually made perfect sense. It's because they stick so many other things in the bills that you're voting for 96 things at the same time. So what is wrong? Why would you say somebody is flip-flopping if they voted for the war in 2003 and now they say, gee, it's 3 years later and, we're creeping up on 3,000 dead American soldiers and maybe 600,000 dead Iraqi civilians and the situation is just totally out of control there. We have no exit strategy. I think in view of the changed circumstances, I'm going to change my mind. And now I think we ought to get out. That's it. Doesn't that seem reasonable? Doesn't it seem a little nutty that you say, no, no matter what happens, no matter what the circumstances, I'm for the war? You know, to just be rigid and unmoving and inflexible. That's only good in like that one body part. Otherwise, no. Your mind has to have a little flexibility going on. Doesn't it? But, no. Flip-flop, flip-flop, he flip-flopped. He mounted for it, he mounted again. What'd they send me? This isn't a major publisher, so I don't have much hope. I don't have much hope for this. Rezo Nation enlightens government for we the people. Oh, Jesus Christ. Save your time, save your trouble. What are you sending me? Even the real books are no good. Guess who has the number one best-selling book? You could have knocked me over with a feather, as they said. Barack Obama. I was in the airport, in Sky Harbor Airport, on Monday. Do you know I feel like I never went away? Oh, God. Why do people who think they should write a book? I was in that airport for an excessively long amount of time, which I should tell you about, because that's a riot in itself. But there was a guy reading Barack Obama's book, a white guy. And I was so tempted to go over and say, what are you reading that book for? You know, but I couldn't think of a way to say, because it is unfathomable to me why anybody of any color, but especially white, you know, black, you could say, all right, you know, he's a successful black guy, so maybe a black person would want, but even that to me is a stretch. Why would anybody, he is so boring, he is so middle of the road. Of course, he's another one who wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, President Obama. And your qualifications would be exactly what? 6 years in the Senate? Oh, wow. He's like nothing. He's just like a big old boring person. I don't know, maybe Mary Condoleezza, you know, you could get like, oh, I guess Barack is married, and we know. You could have like a whole box of Oreos between the two of you.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146.
Tiki and Rondé's Barbershop, Tuesday night, 7 Eastern.
For those, and I will call them idiots, because they have neither spoken to me nor any one of my teammates, yet all they do is criticize me for being a distraction with this retirement thing, and that includes Gary Myers, Tom Jackson, Michael Irving. Please get a clue on how to be a journalist.
with Tiki and Ronde's Barbershop. Tuesday nights at 7 on Sirius NFL Radio 124.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Stephanie Miller, Left Wing Wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page turner.
Oh. Ah. Hey,
penalty box. Rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, so the reason that I spent so much time in that airport Monday is all day Sunday. I think I told you this part. The KFYI out in Scottsdale in Phoenix kept saying, the security lines at Sky Harbor Airport are getting frighteningly long because at least 50% of the people flying don't understand the plastic bag thing. And I'm like, I had no trouble in New York. You can take up to 3 ounces of a gel or a liquid. And you must put it in a clear Ziploc plastic bag, 1 quart size. Well, apparently, I don't know, in Arizona, people get it wrong. Now, the weird thing is, one of the weekend hosts was saying she got in trouble at the airport because you're not allowed to use a bigger plastic bag, nor are you allowed to use a smaller. You would think, now, who would think that say you had like one thing of lip gel, right? You'd say, all right, I'll put in a little bag. Why should I put in a quart-sized bag? But you have to. So I had no problem in New York. Everybody seemed to understand it. Everybody seemed to have their plastic bags ready. So I'm leaving Monday, and I've actually gotten more cavalier about this airport thing. I used to be, oh, God, you have to be there 2 hours early. This is even before 9/11. Like out an hour and a half, and this friend of mine, but I'm listening all day to the lines are so long at Sky Harbor. Maybe they think the line should be 5 seconds because it was 5 minutes. And now here's the other weird thing. They were saying on the radio that you have to have a Ziploc bag, that it can't be any other kind. Well, I don't know whether the airport was listening to the radio or what. They had a bin of plastic bags. So you don't even know what the hell the radio was talking about, because if you had the stuff and you didn't have a bag, they had a bin full of them, and they all had drawstrings. They were drawstring plastic bags. So I spent, oh my God, did I get to spend time in that airport? Because I'm all ready for these huge security lines and I'm through it in 5 minutes. And they have this fabulous place where I get coffee and I say to the woman, where's the milk? And she says, we don't have milk. I said, well, why would I want the coffee? And why don't you tell, and then you just say, please. People in Arizona are nicer, but not much smarter. So thank God I hadn't paid for it yet. So I'm saying, I don't want this. No milk, not even that creamer, that Ajax to put in there. All right, we have another hour, and they claim they're working on the phones. But I have plenty to say. I'll be right back.
Radio for the real defenders of the red, white, and blue. Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Reno, Nevada, investigators say they don't know why she did it, but a woman set fire to a mattress at the Mizpah Hotel. The fire killed at least six people. There may be more bodies in the rubble. The AP's Tom Gardner is in Reno.
31 were injured. Some suffered smoke inhalation. Some were burned, and some were injured simply because they jumped out of their second and even third floor windows.
The general manager says the hotel was just gorgeous, and now it's all gone. Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean says John Kerry's comments aren't a big deal.
Kerry made a blooper. Blooper's happened.
But some Democratic candidates have canceled appearances with Kerry. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow is again pushing Kerry to apologize.
It's really easy to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend the troops. But instead, there's always, I'm not going to apologize for going after the president. Fine. But there are troops out there who are clearly unhappy.
The Marine Corps says a Marine was fatally shot during an urban combat exercise at Camp Pendleton in California. It's being called landmark research. A new study says big fat doses of a red wine extract can help big fat mice stay happy and healthy and live longer. Researcher David Sinclair at Harvard Medical School says this is not meant to encourage people to stay fat and happy.
It's not an excuse to be fat, but sometimes some people just are not able to lose weight.
The big question is, will the extract have the same effect in humans? Boston is saying goodbye today to Red Auerbach. The longtime Boston Celtics coach and executive died this week. He was responsible for the team's 16 world championships. Senator Ted Kennedy says Red Auerbach was one of a kind.
Red was a pioneer in sports, in civil rights, and as one of the architects of the new Boston, he'll never be forgotten. And there'll never be another like him.
Red Auerbach was 89. Apple has launched a new section of its iTunes store for downloading Latin music, videos, audiobooks, and podcasts. This is AP Radio News. Nelson Mandela says the passing of South Africa's last apartheid-era president should serve as a reminder of his country's horribly divided past. P.W. Botha was 90. Former President F.W. de Klerk says Botha was committed to political reform.
I feel that P.W. Botha is not getting and did not get sufficient recognition for the role which he played in breaking the mold of apartheid.
Michigan State says football coach John L. Smith will not coach the team next year, but he will finish out the season. For Sandy Baer and Keith Boyd, love is scarier the second time around. The couple got married on Elm Street last night in Grand Island, Nebraska. The bride dressed in black, carrying chains, handcuffs, and a bouquet of black roses. The groom skipped the tuxedo and dressed like a skeleton. Bayer says weddings are generally boring, especially for kids, so they decided to do something fun for the kids on Halloween. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. payment in half. If a 50%... Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage Loan. Call 800-931-5199 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-931-5199.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
There's no insult, PSB, but people were holding on. They called back. Guess I do have to tell you this first. That's the Pet Shop Boys from Fundamental, their latest album. Guess who's playing at the Arizona State Fair tonight? Yes, they are, the Pet Shop Boys. Does that seem weird to you? It sure seems weird to me. It seems very weird to me. The Pet Shop Boys at the Arizona... Now, I never went to the State Fair because it would have taken away from my pool time, but do they seem like the kind of a band that anybody at the Arizona State Fair, in between the fry bread eating contest and, I don't know, looking at pigs and sheep and stuff... You go see the, I don't know, the other band, I forget who one of the bands played at the Quest Pavilion out there, but there's still, there's a few days left, and the Steve Miller Band is playing. That makes sense. Who even knew there still was a Steve Miller Band? Did anybody see Boston Legal last night? Oh, my God! All right, I was going to take these calls because you poor people hung on once and then you got to hang on again. Eric in Georgia.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay.
I heard what John Kerry said, and I'm a former soldier, and I took it exactly how it sounded, that he called us all stupid.
Well, why would he do that? He's the former soldier.
Beats me. Maybe he don't like the military anymore. I don't know. But, you know, even if it was a mistake and it came out the wrong way, you know, why would he not apologize for it? If everybody in the nation or a majority or half the nation is saying that it's come out the same way I took it, why would he not come back and say, look,
because he
didn't. It came out wrong. It came out wrong. It wasn't supposed to sound like that. This is what I was doing. And this, I was not calling everybody in the U.S. military stupid.
Well,
it would be that simple. It isn't that.
I'll tell you why.
He's just saying that it came out, and it came out wrong, and he should have finished the punchline if it was a joke, because I didn't hear no punchline.
I just read you. They did release what was written down. You know, he wasn't reading.
Exactly.
But,
what,
you know, he had it written. But
he didn't read what he. But he did not read what was
Eric. The point is, you know why he won't apologize? Because do you remember in 2004 how they ripped him a new one day?
So
he's fed up. He said it. He said, "I'm fed up," and I don't think he would apologize for anything ever again. You know, they just abused him so much that he's just like not taking shit from anybody anymore.
And I understand that, but if, the, like you said, they released what was written down, he said what he said, he didn't finish what was written down.
Yeah, but Eric, what does it have to do with, in the long run, what does it even have to do with anything?
Because he pretty much said that everybody was an idiot in the military. And, on top of
Say that's what he said. Just say that's what he meant and that's what he said. So what? What does that have to do with anything? He's not running. He's one senator. What does it have to do with any problem in this country? How would it affect your life, Eric, if John Kerry just thought everybody in the military was just an imbecile?
It's not just John Kerry. He represents the Democratic Party. He's one of the representatives from the Democratic Party.
Well, but who keeps voting to cut the budget for the Veterans Affairs Department? Not the Democrats.
No, you guys are just cut and run. You guys want to run from the problem that we have over there in Iraq.
Well, we are going to run, you know. We are going to leave. I mean,
we're going to leave.
Well, how long should we stay there? We're not getting anywhere. Everything is getting worse every minute. And what is the point in staying there?
Because if we do leave, just like some of the other nations that we have left, once we have left, it's gotten three times worse. We are controlling how much is going on. And on top
we're not controlling. We are totally, no, you're totally wrong. We're not in control of anything.
If we don't want to be over there, if our boys didn't want to be over there, they wouldn't have signed up in the first place. They knew what they were signing up for when they signed that contract and they signed their name on that dotted line.
Only people who signed up after March of 2003.
No, anytime you sign a contract in the military, you know you have the possibility of going to war.
For no reason. I think that when you sign, don't you assume that if a president would send you to war, it would be like a legitimate war to protect our country?
Well, how many terrorist attacks have we had since we've been over there? None.
And who was president the one that we did have?
But Clinton's the one that knew about.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Thank you, dear. That's right. Doesn't count. It's all Bill Clinton's fault. That's when you just have to say goodbye, Eric. Scott in Oklahoma City.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
It's all Clinton's fault. Clinton, in fact, you know Clinton probably wrote what John Kerry said.
I think he did.
I think he did. I think it's really that He wasn't reading his regular speech, John Kerry. He was reading what Bill Clinton wrote for him.
Yeah, I think Clinton was actually talking and just John Kerry's lips were moving.
Yeah, that's my, yeah.
Well, hey, Lynn, I'm sorry I missed your first day back yesterday. I was in the middle of a two-day drunk. And today...
Well, I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, we did. My birthday celebration and my son-in-law, he's getting ready to have a baby. My daughter's getting ready to have a baby 1st of December.
Oh.
So we're sitting in the house, and I'm a trucker, and I said, you know, I'm going back out on my birthday on the 2nd. I said, I won't be back till after Christmas. I said, you got a baby coming the 1st of December with Christmas coming up. So this is going to be our last chance to go trash out. So, you know, I talked to my daughter, and she said, okay, go ahead. And she took us to the casino at like 6 o'clock Monday morning, dropped us off. She goes, call me when you're all ready to come home. 8 o'clock last night, walked into the casino up to the three-card poker table. She was real cool about it. She goes, she tapped my son on the shoulder. She goes, I'm parked right outside the door over here. And she walked out. So we knew what that meant. It was time to go home. But
did you win?
Oh, I went in with 2,000 and left with like 1,680, and she gave him...
To me, that's winning.
Yeah, well, she gave him 500, but she took all of his... She took his MasterCard and Visa, and she took his bank card. She gave him 500 cash. She's not taking the credit cards in there. But he walked out with like a little over 300.
Okay, that's pretty even.
Oh, yeah, that's all the beer, and we drank a lot of beer. And, you know, a couple of burritos at Taco Bueno, and then...
Honey, I think that was definitely... If I could have done that, I would have missed my first day back myself.
Well, listen, on the way over there, this is what I called about, and I have not ever called and plugged this song because I've never heard this song. But on the way over there, when I was in high school back in the 70s, I was what they called a goat roper. I was really into country music. And really never got into the rock and roll scene. I mean, with the exception of like Sammy Hagar and the Eagles and stuff like that. But we was on the way to casino, and my kids are more into 70s rock than I am. But the song came on, and I was sitting there listening to it. And when it got over, I said, you know, that is a perfect depiction of the Bush administration. I said, who is that? And they both started chuckling. And I said, what? And they said, that song was written back in the late 60s, early 70s. I said, you got to be shitting me. I said, who is it? And they go, it's Black Sabbath. It's called War Pigs.
Oh, all right, Garrett, tomorrow.
And, oh, man.
Tomorrow.
If you listen to this song, and forget that it was written about the Vietnam War. Forget that. Because it is a perfect depiction of the Bush administration.
Well, isn't it pathetic? You know, I've played some Phil Oakes, and, you know, you can play all the old anti-war songs from the 60s, and you can play them 40 years later. How pathetic is that?
Oh, I know. But, you know, and I'm like, you got to be shitting me. Because, you know, I grew up in the time, I was a teenager when this song came out, and I had never heard it. But, of course, I was never into that kind of music.
Yeah, I was never into Black Sabbath myself. So I've heard of it, but I wouldn't know it if I heard it. Okay, well, thanks.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good trip. Call me again. I wanted to ask how old he was. Because I couldn't go out and get drunk for my birthday anymore. There's like some point you just can't do it anymore, man. Helen Arizona, here we go again. How? It's shot. I shouldn't, okay. Joe, Jamie. You just, I don't know whether you should hold on or hang up and call back. But the phones, they're intermittent. This is what's called an intermittency. They work for a while, then they don't work. Oh, now they're working. Garrett's holding a finger up at me. Not that one. I think it's his thumb. Now they are working. Now they're not working. They are. They are. They're not. There are. They're not. Joe! No, they're not. Should I try another? No. They worked for a second. It's like,
it's like when you take something, when you take your car in to be fixed, right? And it works perfectly. And then you drive it away and it stops working. All right. So, what was I going to say? This is, you know, I wish they'd sort of work or not work. All right, I told you about the airport. I told you the Pet Shop Boys are playing at the Arizona State Fair. Nothing like having a bunch of middle-aged British homosexuals at your state fair. I bet they'll enjoy themselves. I don't know how much the people at the Arizona... I mean, I guess this would be the night that the people in Arizona who want to see the Pet Shop Boys will say, this is the night we'll go to the state fair. Because you know how fabulous, what a great deal it is? You know how much concerts cost these days, right? Barbara Streisand, like, to walk on the sidewalk past where she's having a concert costs $200. What are her tickets, Streisand? Like $700? And the Rolling Stones. Oh, God, everybody's so hysterical. People are so spoiled. They had to cancel another concert last night, the Rolling Stones, at the Beacon Theater in New York. Their people are in hysterics. The guy got laryngitis. What do you want from him? Doesn't, when you buy tickets, doesn't it say somewhere, if somebody gets sick, would you act like an adult, not a three-year-old child, you fucking imbecile? God and merciful heaven, there is really something happening to people, I don't know, in the world, but certainly in this country. You know, you're disappointed. People travel hundreds, if not thousands of miles, they do, to see these concerts. And somebody gets sick. Well, too bad. Tough luck. Get over it. Get a life. Maybe you shouldn't spend that much money on concert tickets and plan to travel 10,000 miles. Maybe you're an idiot to begin with. My God in heaven. But this Pet Shop Boys at the Arizona State Fair tonight, you want to hear a bargain? Admission to the fair is $10. And the concerts are free. That's it. All you pay is the $10 to go to the fair. And whatever concerts, be it the Steve Miller Band, whenever they are, or the Pet Shop Boys tonight. All right, we're going to take a break. And then I'm going to tell you, oh, God, you know what's going to go down in history is one of the big disaster films, one of the big financial disaster movies of this year is Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers. Oh, my God. And very undeservedly a disaster. Lynn Samuels series left 146.
Real Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
Remember the days when we had to conduct business without email? Hard to imagine, right? Well, just as email redefined the way business people communicate, GoToMeeting is transforming the way we collaborate. GoToMeeting is a revolutionary, cost-effective way to meet with anyone located anywhere in the world. All you need is a PC and an internet connection. GoToMeeting combines the personal interaction of a conference call with the power of web-based presentations and collaboration to create a whole new era of meetings. No matter where you are, you can now conduct your meetings just like you were all in the same room, even when you're miles apart. Once you use GoToMeeting, you'll never know how you worked without it. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, Sirius. Join the revolution and try GoToMeeting free today.
Alex.
Alex.
Bennett.
President Bush insisted that the democratic approach in Iraq comes down to this: the terrorists win and America loses.
When it comes to questioning terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? When it comes to trying the terrorists, what's the Democrats' answer? Democrats ask for your vote. What's your answer?
Okay.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about the movie. Maybe they'll, all right, we're still winning, by the way. All the polls say we're going to take the house. It just depends on how fast they can fix the electronic voting machine. And, oh, my God, they must be so busy. All over America, little Republicans with little screwdrivers or whatever. How do you fix an electronic voting machine? Well, they're doing it. They have their little, whatever. You know, they're just saying, we should fix, like six districts in Ohio, and we'll fix Minnesota. Oh, did you see where they jumped a guy that was yelling at George Allen yesterday, his staff? You know, one big thing, you know, you remember George Allen, don't you? Who's running for the Senate in, now I forgot, Maryland, Virginia, I don't know, one of those states. And he's the Mikakowicz. He called the guy a macaque. He doesn't know what it means. Then his mother turns out to be a Jew. And when somebody said, how come you never said your mother was a Jew? And he said, don't cast aspersions. To me, that's the most offensive thing he did. Sticking a deer head in a black person's mailbox doesn't offend me personally as much as saying being a Jew is saying you're a Jew is casting an aspersion. Jesus. Oh, plus his sister, you know, George Allen's sister wrote a book that said that he used to beat the shit out of his sister and his brothers and threatened to, or maybe that was the father. But I mean, he's one fucked up guy, this George Allen. But of course, he's running against that Webb guy who wrote novels about soldiers in which there was sex. Oh my God, because I'm sure none of the soldiers ever have sex. No sex in the military. How could you write a novel about a soldier having sex? Oh my God, unheard of. So the other thing about this George Allen asshole guy is he was divorced. I don't know when, but he got a divorce. And he got his divorce record sealed. Which, you know, I don't know. I really don't. I'm kind of divided. I'm of two minds, which is, you know, puts me two ahead of most people who don't have any. In a way, it's your private life, but you're running to be a senator, and he wants to run for president, so maybe if he, like, beat his wife or something, we have a right to know. So somebody who is a constituent of his, this is like, I'm watching the right-wing spin on this and the left-wing spin. And the right-wing spin is a protester was arrested at a George Allen rally after disrupting the rally. But that doesn't seem to be exactly what happened. Number one, the guy is a constituent of George Allen's. Number two, it was not at a rally. George Allen was going from one part of a hotel to another. And this guy was following him and saying, did you really spit at your first wife, and yelling at him, which is something I've done to political candidates. You know, I did it when Ed Koch was mayor of New York. I did it once like a million years ago with Ed Muskie, of all people. But I've done that where you kind of follow them just screaming at them, and you're certainly no physical threat.
Well, these George Allen staff people grabbed this guy. And they threw him down on the ground. It was really violent. And the guy was just yelling. So now it was shown on every cable show last night. And what you have now is the police are saying, oh, we have to identify the people who did it. Well, look at the goddamn video that was on every TV show. See, you can tell the police really don't want to deal with this. The police are, like, not into this at all. All right, let's see what's going to happen. Link to server is down. Oh, so it's not working. Okay, I don't give a crap. See what happens when you prepare. You don't give a crap. It's not working. It is working. It's not working. We apparently don't know shit here. Okay, so I go to see. Oh, I know. I meant to look up Box Office Mojo. I went last Tuesday to the mall and bought my 18 pairs of socks. And one thing that kept me from buying any more socks was I said, I can't be here pouring through these socks because I want to go see the flags of our fathers. You know, because that's the good thing about a mall is you can always see a movie. Right? And, so Flags of Our Fathers cost to, now this is a Clint Eastwood directed movie. I think pretty much we can say that Clint Eastwood is recognized as one of the best American movie directors. I think so. I'm like, I don't know. I take his movies like my political candidates, like one at a time. There are some directors that you go, oh, yeah, you have to pretty much see everything they make. Not Clint Eastwood. Some of his, I hated Mystic River. Hated Mystic River. I could barely sit there. In fact, I didn't. I rented it. And I never could. I didn't sit through the whole movie. Not close. And some of them I never went to see Bird and, I don't know, some of them I like, some of them I don't like. But somebody I know had seen Flags of Our Fathers, number one, and liked it a lot. Secondly, it was really the only movie playing at the mall, and it was a cloudy day last Tuesday in Phoenix, I'm here to tell you. So there was no pool. And it was really the only possible movie to go see anyway, of everything there. And I, unlike Ms. Witherspoon, I am very fond of Ryan Phillippe. He was cheating on her. It's coming out now, isn't it, that he was cheating on her? Because she's old already. She's 30. Right? She's 30 already, Reese Witherspoon. She's like over the hill. He has a 24-year-old. Hey, what the hell? Of course, he's 32, but 32 for a man is good. Anyway, I like Ryan Phillippe. There are people, he's, I don't know, he's not exactly underestimated. I think part of their problem, I'll tell you something, is that her career is doing so much better than his. But I think another problem is his career is starting to pick up. His career is picking up a little, Ryan Phillippe. Anyway, so go see Flags of Our Fathers. This movie cost $90 million to make. And one would tend to say, holy cow, how could that be? There are no stars in it. Well, I know how that can be. Because he has all these war scenes. People don't shoot movies like that anymore with hundreds of people with airplanes and ships and guns and, you know, all of this. That must cost a fortune these days. Seems like it, like that. So I go to see it. And I really liked it. I liked it a lot.
But I see what the problem with the movie is. I know what the problem with Flags of Our Fathers is. The audience, this was at 11:10 in the morning. It was nearly full. Now, it was, granted, it was one of the smaller theaters. I didn't miss a break, did I? We're coming up to the second one. Okay. So the theater is nearly full, and everybody is even older than me. Yes, they were. They were even older than I am. Few young people. Few people probably in their 20s, but it was old people. And I see the movie, and I like the movie. And I talk to my mother a few days later. My mother's in her 80s. And I'm thinking, my mother would like this movie, except it is so incredibly violent. It's a very anti-war movie, Flags of Our Fathers. Any movie, to me, that attempts to show the reality of what war really is. You know, Bush wants you to think, I don't know what they want you to think of war is. You know, you go around and you're marching and they never want you to think that what a war is like your guts falling out. Like a guy reaching in and saying, what is this? And the other guy saying, take your hand out of there. And where his hand is like inside his own bloody guts. Well, what is a war? That's what it is. What do you think Iraq is? Some fucking joke? And that's why Bush and this government, they don't want you to see the bodies coming back. They don't want you to see the guys and girls with no arms and legs. They don't want you to see that. The more people would see what war is, the less people would ever go along with having a war except for the most drastic reason. So Flags of Our Fathers, my God, I never saw Saving Private Ryan. Because I heard about that opening scene, number one. And that was enough. I didn't want to see it. I know what war is. I have an imagination. I don't need to see this shit. Plus, I can't stand Steven Spielberg. You know, his movies, I can miss many of them. So I say to my mother, you would really like Flags of Our Fathers, except there's like a lot of places you would like have to hide your eyes. So the movie, its inherent basic audience is older people. It's people like, what is Clint Eastwood? He's in his 70s, right? That's the inherent audience for this movie. But it is way too violent for that audience. It's like he made a mistake. He really made a big mistake. Or the studio, or somebody did. If you're aiming a movie for people over 60, you can't have people with their hands in their bloody guts. And you can't have somebody's head fly off. You can't have somebody look down and a head flies by. You can't do that, Clint. But it was good. Ryan Felipe was good. The guy who played Ira... Oh, that was the song I wanted to play, too. The Ballad of Ira Hayes. It's very interesting what happened with the left, with the right wing. And this movie. This is like how insane the right wing is. As soon as we get back. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Get a Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Go to letstalk.com/radio and join over 700,000 customers who found the smartest way to buy their new cell phones. Get a Razor cell phone free. Don't want a Razor? At letstalk.com/radio, you can compare prices on hundreds of phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. And customers actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home.
is your plan ending, now's your chance to make a better choice. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk.com/radio is the best way to get the absolute coolest deal possible. Right now, get a Razr with hands-free kit and 48-hour shipping all free. You can't get this pricing in stores. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk.com/radio. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk.com/radio. That's letstalk.com/radio.
What was the last really great dream you had? Flying over mountaintops or floating through space? Our dreams can take us away. But are you one of the millions of people who toss and turn at night or wake up feeling tired? Your dream is simply a better night's sleep. There is a way to get more of the deep sleep you need with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The Sleep Number bed features dual air chamber technology, so you can adjust the mattress on each side to as firm or as soft as each of you need. Even if you sleep alone, this personalized comfort creates a sleep experience designed just for you. And it's easy to learn more. Call 1-800-656-3700 and ask for a free DVD and brochure. Plus, you can locate one of more than 400 Select Comfort stores nationwide. Stop tossing and turning and make your dream of a better night's sleep come true. Call Select Comfort today. 1-800-656-3700. 1-800-656-3700.
Real liberal talk radio.
This is Sirius Left 146.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, so Flags of Our Fathers cost $90 million to make, and it's made a total of just under $20 million, and it's sinking fast. You know what's hanging in there? The Departed. That's hanging in there. It's going down, but not that much. So Flags of Our Fathers, this is what happens. Now, Clint Eastwood was kind of always known as a right-wing guy. And the right-wing always loved him. They kind of liked, you know, they liked Dirty Harry probably more than they liked Clint. But, you know, Clint was, I guess, a Republican. So he makes this movie. And what it's about, oh, I guess I should explain what Flags of... It's about the guys who raised the flag on Iwo Jima. Everybody knows that picture, you know, with the six guys raising the flagpole. But, of course, the story we all know about raising the flag on Iwo Jima, in which, okay, the Battle of Iwo Jima took about 35 days, and, what, about 30,000 Americans died. 30,000! 30,000 people were killed in a month, our soldiers. Well, it turns out that the whole thing, surprise, surprise, was pretty much of a scam. Is the picture was not taken the first time they raised the flag. It was some general wanted the flag. So they had to take the flag down, give it to the stupid general. Then they had to put up another flag, and this famous, iconic World War II picture was taken when they were replacing the original flag. But somehow, it really still is true. You know, I mean, that to me, that's kind of nitpicky. But they used, they were running out of money for the war by that time. And, you know, they sold war bonds. Unlike Bush's war, where he's cutting taxes, during the Second World War, they had to raise money to have the war. And they sold war bonds. So three of the men who raised the flag on Iwo Jima were killed among the 30,000. And three of them were alive, so they schlepped the three of these guys back who have seen war. You know, they've seen it, man. The one guy, Ryan Felipe, who to me was the best one. I know other people who thought the guy playing Ira Hayes was the best one. I like Ryan Felipe. He was a medic, so all those disgusting scenes were with him, you know, where he's going, take your hands out of your guts.
I'll fix you. And, of course, he knows the guy is dying. They schlepped these poor three guys back. Ryan Felipe, the medic, Ira Hayes, the American Indian, and the other guy, the kind of playboy guy. And the Army sends them on tour across America to say, we are the heroes of Iwo Jima, buy war bonds. Now, what I found interesting, what the playboyish kind of character, he was just like a schmuck. You know, he just liked everybody paying attention to him. Ryan Felipe's character, the doctor, the medic, was a guy, he knew it was a load of shit. You know, that they were being used, and he knew perfectly well, as anybody with a brain would know, who were the heroes of Iwo Jima? The dead guys! Not these three guys who didn't even originally raise the original flag. So Ryan Felipe was like conflicted because he knew what a load of crap and he didn't like all the attention, but he knew the whole idea that they were raising money to continue the Second World War was a good thing. You know, so a conflicted character is always a better character. Now, Ira Hayes, the Indian, this is where the right wing turned on Clint Eastwood. I couldn't believe when Michael Savage started up with this. Ira Hayes was the most famous of these three guys because he was an American Indian who was always discriminated against. I mean, they kept showing you at the beginning. They called him chief and they're making jokes and, you know, all of that, you know, when he was just in combat. Then they bring him back and they go on the tour. And he meets generals who say, hey, chief, did you use a tomahawk? So it's this kind of unconscious racism that people have. And Ira Hayes was also well aware that he was not a hero, that the heroes with the 30,000 dead people. And I read afterwards, this is not in the movie, that they didn't even let Ira Hayes stay in the same hotel with the rest of them because there were hotels where American Indians couldn't stay. You know, which, although in the movie, they all do stay in the same hotel. So Ira Hayes started drinking. And he was drunk all the time. And finally, they sent him back to the war because he was puking and carrying on and everything constantly. And about 10 years after, he died. They found him like dead in a pig pen on an Indian reservation. And oddly enough, you know where he came from? He came from Arizona, from the Pima Reservation where I was doing all my gambling. So the right wing starts up with how Clint Eastwood has become a liberal. Why is he a liberal? Because the movie, which is a true story, has people being nasty to Ira Hayes because he's an Indian. Which means Clint Eastwood is now a politically correct liberal. Because he's telling the real story. I'm saying, like, what? How stupid. Man, Michael Savage, you can have a PhD, but how stupid can you be? How stupid if you... There's, like, no racism. There's no racism, I guess. But then... Now, I didn't see this. Somebody told me this was... Then the left wing gets on the movie. What's wrong with the movie for the left wing? There are no black people in the movie. Now, this is something I can explain. This shows how stupid political correctness is. You want to know how stupid do you know why there were no black people in a movie about the Army in World War II? The Army was segregated! Oh, am I shouting? The military was segregated. So, it was easier just to have no black people. Because are people on the left that ignorant? There were not, I don't know what you call them, divisions, platoons, companies, I don't know what the fuck. There were not groups of troops made up of blacks and whites. Didn't happen. What? It didn't happen. There was either a bunch of white people or a bunch of black people, and I guess for whatever reason, Clint Eastwood, he probably didn't want to clutter the movie. Because if people don't know that the military was segregated, can you imagine their reaction if people would say, well, why were all the white people together and then all the black people were separate? Because that's how it was, you moron. So it probably would seem easier to just not have any black people at all. But that was the left. And I'm trying to, I'm saying to somebody, the army was the military was segregated. Nobody understands that. There were black units, but there were no, Harry Truman desegregated the military in 1945. He desegregated. And you know what that made me realize? That all those movies I remember seeing, I must have been older. I thought they were all World War II movies, but I remember the movie Aldo Ray. He was white. But I remember with it was the black guy and the Spanish guy from the Bronx and the Italian guy from some. Those must have all been about the Korean War. Because if I remember movies with black guys, wasn't. Do you realize what great Americans any black person who joined the army was in the second, the military? Would you be kind enough to fight for a country where you were segregated? What, that while you were dying? Just think, I remember David Dinkins, who was the first and only black mayor of New York so far. Gee, 2006. He would tell he was in the Navy. And he couldn't, like, be in the regular Navy. If you were black in the Navy in the Second World War, you were a cook. That was it. I don't know what they would have done if Halliburton had been around then. Since I guess there are no cooks anywhere in the military. It's all Halliburton ripping us off. But like, he wanted to be a sailor, David Dinkins, but he wasn't allowed to be a sailor. He had to be a cook because he was a black person. And yet these people joined the military to fight for their country. That in the military wouldn't integrate them. That is, to me, one of the most amazing things about this country. And to me, actually, I would say the black people are probably more patriotic than white people. If somebody said to me, well, you can join, but you have to be over there just with all the women, I go, screw you. I wouldn't join. I guess if you were drafted, you couldn't do it. So, poor Clint Eastwood. Now, he has a second movie coming out from the Japanese point of view. Who the fuck wants to see that? It's the same movie, but from the I bet the studio is going to be a little upset since he can't even get anyone to go see the American one. How many people, who wants to see Iwo Jima from the Japanese point of view? No, thank you. Not even me, because I guess Ryan Felipe isn't going to be in it. And if he's fooling around on Reese and that's really why they split up, I don't know, I may have to take her side. Even though she's so annoying. Jesus, just to get away from her talking, probably, he had to go away from her. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
Hi, this is Stephen Wright.
Sirius.
Is that it, 104?
Yeah, that's it, Raw Dog 104. So, Steven, as a comic, do you have a favorite joke?
Um,
read the card?
Yeah, great. Serious Raw Dog 104 Comedy Uncensored.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, grab a pen and get ready to write down a toll-free number. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information for you.
I really like thinking about inventions, but then what?
Find out how you can obtain free information for recording your invention's date of origination, plus material of interest to new inventors.
I've done enough thinking. Now, I'm gonna call.
Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-667-1377. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this inventor's information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-667-1377. That's 1-800-667-1377.
Tom Hartman.
You have $550 billion, and you divide that by a million, is 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, all right. I forgot there was... it throws me off. It throws me off. Yeah, Garrett just mentioned, I think it's the Weinstein's movies, they're going to have like a warning if somebody smoking. And there's something where they're going to take it. They've already done it with cartoons and old movies. They're going to take all this stuff and like erase the smoking. What a country of pussies! My God, what a bunch of pussies everybody in this country is. Maybe they ought to, from now on, if anybody makes a movie about World War II, just stick black people in there. Just stick black people in there. Integrate the army in World War II, even though it was segregated. What the hell? You know, truth, reality. It just interferes with people's delusions. You know, so why have any? You know, just make everything to satisfy everyone. Put a warning about smoking. God forbid you should watch a movie while you're eating trans fat. They're going to do this in New York. You know, this fucking little mayor we have. This fucking little mayor. You can't smoke. You can't have a gun. You can't, you know, please. I'd like to get a gun, hold it to his head. Stick a first make him eat tramp for French fries, and then stick a cigarette in his fucking mouth. How about that, Bloomberg? And what is he out doing? He's out campaigning for Joe Lieberman. Now, there, Mike. That was like my thing. Who are the two most... Hello, I'm Michael Bloomberg. Hello, I'm Joe Lieberman. Between the two of us, we haven't got a dick. Two little whiny shrimp boat. They're like so non-male. God, if every man was like Joe Lieberman, you would, I guess it never crossed my mind that they would bond. You know, if you thought about it, who would bond with two little... little pussy boys. Two little whiny Jew pussy boys. That's what they are. God in merciful heaven. It makes me ashamed of my religion, of my state. This, I can't stand this mayor. I just, not the way I couldn't stand Giuliani because he was a Nazi, but this, oh, don't make guns. Oh, goodness, oh, I never heard a man whine like this, except for Joe Lieberman. And Bloomberg is out raising money for him in camp. Oh, Jesus. We are doomed. I am just telling you, this whole country is just doomed. We really are. It's all over. No guns, no fat, no cigarettes. They were interviewing people the other day. They're saying, what is the next thing the mayor of New York is going to ban? Everybody's guess is salt. That'll be his next thing. Salt. All right. Well, we would assume in 24 hours they'll have the phones fixed. But I was going to say I'm an optimist, but that's ridiculous. I certainly am not. Well, if we're alive and the phones are fixed, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Otherwise, you'll just have to listen. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush is extending a job guarantee to two very high-profile members of his administration. The AP's Mark Smith is live at the White House.
High-profile and controversial, Ed. Vice President Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. In an interview with Wire Service reporters, the president said he wants both to remain on the job for the rest of his time in office. Rumsfeld especially has been the target of resignation calls over the Iraq War, but Bush voices full confidence in him. Meantime, he says despite the upsurge in violence, he does not foresee changing U.S. troop levels in Iraq anytime soon. Ed?
The AP's Mark Smith live at the White House. John Kerry has apologized about a botched joke about President Bush's Iraq policy. Republicans are still pushing Kerry to apologize to American soldiers serving in Iraq. Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean says President Bush has said the wrong thing, too, like saying a vote for Democrats is a vote for letting the terrorist win.
I think that kind of language is unhelpful. I think it's wrong. And I think voters basically are going to react to the intimidation, attempted intimidation by the White House by saying we've had enough of this.
There are more fears that bodies may be found in the rubble of a burned-out hotel in Reno, Nevada. Steve Frady is with the Reno Fire Department.
Police detectives and fire investigators say that at least six individuals died in the fire.
Investigators say a woman set fire to a mattress, setting off the fire at the Mizpah Hotel. The woman is in custody. A new study in obese mice says huge amounts of a red wine extract help protect them and keep them healthy. Researcher David Sinclair at Harvard Medical School says resveratrol prevented all the adverse health effects of obesity.
Even though they stayed fat, this is not a weight loss pill, nevertheless, these fat mice were healthy and just as long-lived as a lean mouse on a healthy diet.
But the question is, will it work in humans? CVS is buying the middleman. The drugstore chain is buying pharmacy benefit manager Caremark Rx. The Dow is down 52 points. This is AP Radio News. A jury in Georgia has found a father guilty of genital mutilation of his 2-year-old daughter. It's believed to be the first criminal case of its kind in the U.S. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning people to carefully weigh their options when looking for a mortgage. Bernanke recommends community development financial institutions.
Using techniques such as financial counseling, local market research, and specialized lending, CDFIs work with partners in both the public and private sectors to help unlock the economic potential of lower income and underserved communities.
Rosie O'Donnell has been keeping a secret from a fellow host on The View. Barbara Streisand and her husband, James Brolin, had been staying in her home in Florida.
You should have seen me sitting here for the last 4 days knowing this. No, have I looked distracted, tired? That's what it's been. I keep thinking she's using my toaster at this moment.
Tape from Barwell ABC. Rosie says she found out what side of the bed her idol Barbara was sleeping on, and now she's sleeping on that side of the bed. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years. I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom22.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom22.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 22.com. freedom22.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45 non-tobacco user could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50 non-tobacco user may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years.